Jackie, we start with something that is an annual event, but I bet there are some people who are listening who are not aware that this is an annual event. It doesn't get as much attention as some of the other big annual things that happen in our area, but it's the 7th annual Las Cruces Games Convention. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so this is a really cool event. If you guys don't know, the Las Cruces Game Nights, they're going to be hosting their 7th annual Las Cruces Games Convention this weekend on Saturday, March 23rd. The event will feature a cool cosplay contest, even a ramen noodle eating contest, and a lot of other fun stuff. Tickets are $15. You guys could purchase those on Eventbrite. $25 at the door. Or you could even get a $20 pass for Saturday only. For more information, you guys could check out their website, lcgamecon.org.
Okay, and we should mention that's at the Las Cruces Convention Center. And who knew that gamers like to eat ramen? I guess lots of people like to eat ramen. We'll see. We also have a play, a classic, Alice in Wonderland.
So this play, Alice in Wonderland, it's a version of Lewis Carroll's classic, it's by the Manhattan Project under the direction of Andre Gregory, directed by Karen Corot. And it's going to be happening this Saturday at 8 p.m. at the Black Box Theater. That's on 430 North Main Street. Tickets are only $15 and $12 for senior citizens and students. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit www.nostrings.org.
Okay. We always know parents are looking for things for their kids to do. And boy, have we got something for you that is happening Friday. This is a teen splash night.
Yeah, so spring break is right around the corner. And this evening, the city of Las Cruces Parks and Rec Department is hosting Teen Splash Night. There's going to be music and games. The event is for teens 13 to 17 years of age. And that's going to be held at the Las Cruces Regional Aquatic Center, 1401 East Hadley Avenue. And it's only $1. For more information, you guys could call 575-541-2782.
Well, one of the neat things about living in our area is there have been many fascinating archaeological discoveries over the years, even some recent ones. And if you'd like to learn more about this, you can do this in downtown Las Cruces at the Brannigan Cultural Center. They're having an archaeology day, I see, on Saturday.
Yeah, so the Brannigan Cultural Center and other agencies are going to be doing Archaeology Day for their 10th annual event. It encourages families to learn about the connections to the land by participating in different kinds of activities. You guys could learn about archaeology through a lot of fun demonstrations, and that's going to be from 9 to 1 p.m. this Saturday. And it's free, open to the public. And for more info, you guys could call 575-541-2154.
We like that price, free. And finally, we have an event on Sunday in downtown Las Cruces, a classical concert at the Rio Grande Theater.
Right. So on Sunday, you guys could enjoy some music. Sergei Telishev is an internationally acclaimed accordion player. And Natasha Popova is a world-renowned violinist and singer. They're going to be performing at the Rio Grande Theater, 211 Main Street. Tickets are $25, and you could purchase them at lascrucesca.org or at the door. Children up to age 17 are admitted free with a ticketed adult, of course, and then the fee for students with a valid ID will only be $5. Doors open at 2 p.m. For more info, visit riograndtheater.org.
Okay. Jackie Devine is the editor of Pulse. You'll find it in the print edition of the Las Cruces Sun News every Thursday, and it's always online at the Las Cruces Sun News website. Jackie, thanks for being